This is HMS All Access.
Welcome to another episode of HMS All Access. I'm your host, Charlie Wolf, and on this week's episode, we talk about CPR, weed, and small talk. We're going to try out a new segment here where we get the backstory of how Holmberg's morning sickness came to be. Remember, you can always email into the show. Let me know what you think. Charlie at 98kupd.com. Also on this week's episode, we go back in time with another edition of This Week in HMS History, and Eric and John try to find a way to make backstage parties great again. Let's get to our first clip.
Well, I told my aunt yesterday, who I believe is in her mid-80s, because she's like, I'm done with small talk. I've been done with it. We all agreed with it. I'm like, you know what you do there, Aunt Connie?
What is that?
Like, some guy walked up to her and she goes, so, what's your story?
How do you answer that?
Garbage. I'm like, well, I have one way. Start scratching your vagina and go, got a yeast infection pretty bad. Oh, geez. Well, you asked. Do you care or not?
That's great.
There'd be nothing better than
Works
an older
every
woman
time.
Letting go of her walker for just a second to go, hang on a second. What'd you ask me? Say, what's your story?
Ugh.
This whole thing. It's a crab-infested nightmare.
Me too.
Oh, hey, she's good. Yeah. What's your story? How about this weather? Traffic is sure nutty. My lawn is a Scots lawn. Oh, God, you're one of these people. Yeah, small talk guy. Just start scratching your jennies if you don't want to do it. I
okay.
Can't. Hang on a second.
I'll try that next time.
I'm telling you, man, whatever this salve is ain't working.
Crabs, real bad.
I don't know what it is. I thought it was crabs, but it's just getting wider and wider. Okay, I'm going to talk to someone else for a while.
Good.
And the weird thing is, whenever I scratch myself and then I pull my hand out, it's like all over there.
They're on my fingers now.
Yeah, look.
Can I borrow your brush? My brush is all covered in red. And I don't think that's paint. I think I may have a weeping sore. Anyhoot, how you doing on your painting there?
For this segment, I figured just we could maybe start off with a little small talk, John.
Oh, I love that.
A little small talk. I know you love small talk.
Who doesn't
Weather's
love
great.
Small talk?
I live for it.
The weather. And how have you been?
Good. Thanks
good.
For asking.
Good. How have you been?
Why
good.
Do you hate small talk so much?
Because it's pointless, meaningless chatter filling
how's,
the air with
how's
noise.
How's the family?
Yeah.
How's the fam?
Everyone hates small talk.
I don't think Brady hates
you
small talk.
You tolerate small talk?
Talk.
You don't go out of your way to have small talk conversations.
No.
Everyone hates
no,
it.
No, but if I'm asked a question or something from someone, you know, but most of the time.
You
it's,
try
it's
to
really
avoid
minor,
small
yeah, how's
talk.
How's the family?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, good. How's yours? Good. Nice day. Yeah. You driving this car? No, I ride on top of it. Fuck off. Problem with small talk is nobody knows how to end it.
But I enjoy, you know, like at a party or something, you meet somebody and all of a sudden, wow, that's pretty interesting.
That's a they'll substantial know. Conversation.
Well,
yeah.
Small talk
small
can
talk.
Turn into that sometimes,
it does.
Though. You know, you hear
it's
something
rare.
Interesting.
What
it's
drug you here
rare.
To this party? Yeah. My wife.
That's
yeah.
That's
yeah,
not small know. Talk. That's yeah. a decent question. Like, how? Why are you here? Why are you here is a decent question. The small talk I'm talking about is.
But if you open up with, hey, how about this weather?
So where are you living? Up in Scottsdale, huh? Do you work close? Do you work close to that? What's your route in? The route to work talk. When you're forced into like I always tell Megan that. Like she's like, we're going to go to dinner with these clients of mine. And the husband's like, oh no, a play date with a man. We would never want to go out together and hang out. So we sit at the table and because we're supposed to be play nice. Because these two girls get along. You got to look at that guy and go, so what kind of work do you do, Tori? I don't give a fuck. Good.
Well, like, I feel like you guys have interesting jobs.
Do.
So, like, it's easy to sort of just, small talk will turn into something more interesting, right?
No, and then when they find out that that's what we do, all of a sudden you're on the hook for all
making
sorts of
laugh.
Stories.
Yeah,
or you got to make them laugh the whole time. You got to be the entertainer.
Yeah, that's like, the
you
know, last thing I want to bring up.
Me
I,
too.
That's why I asked them about what they're doing.
Yeah.
I just say construction.
Construction?
Yeah.
I say I build, it was a comedian we got it from,
for infants. Children's caskets.
Oh, my God. That'll end it right there.
Thank God. Well, that's what we were talking about with Jesselnick when he said that. It's
Jesselnick,
like small
yeah.
talk's the worst. It's like I'm terrible at it, and I want to destroy it every time it starts. I'm like, I couldn't agree more. How do you get out of those conversations on a plane with somebody that leans, are you flying to Chicago? Yeah. Unless you're in a flight you're not supposed to be on, we all are. Or unless you know something about ejector seats, I don't know. You want to know what's worse? Yesterday at Fry's, a guy walked by me in his 60s probably, and I walk by him, he's got a Cubs hat on. When he points to my shirt, I had a Cubs shirt, and he points to my shirt, and I'm like, go Cubbies. That's all I said. You from Chicago? No.
Chicago?
He's following me. He turned around, followed me down the aisle. Going back in July, going to catch a couple games. You know, they're going to catch the Diamondback games, too. They're here in August. I know the Cubs are coming to town. Yeah, going to catch them. You going to go to those games? I was.
Having second thoughts.
Because you're going to be there. fuckface. It's weird. It's such a strange, like, thin line, too, between, like, just having a conversation and having it be just, wow, this is the most shallow moment of either of our lives. We don't, they're just words. There's nothing substantive here. And
most
so
people, you do people, it because you're just being nice.
You
and
do
that's,
it.
To, I mean, and I don't have a problem.
I don't
with
think it's to be nice.
Necessarily.
I don't think it's to be nice. I think it's to have, it's to fill the air with sound so there isn't an awkward pause.
What I'm talking about is the person that started it up. That oh, this is
oh,
a
you'll
small
continue
target.
It,
yeah.
Right?
You're
but it's one of those things. But wouldn't it be more courteous to just go weather?
Really? No.
Yes, it would.
I don't think it's not nice.
Isn't that kind of saying soft is nice? I like soft.
Me too.
Great.
You can
that's fucking kind
of,
weird.
What kind of soft do you like?
I no, mean, well, that's
like
a different thing.
Like
you're never
going to
say, what kind of weather is your favorite? You're never going to
well,
get into a weather
I
chat.
Here, Arizona.
Right.
I mean,
but you're
I
never
like this.
Say, boy, it's nice.
I mean, because when
same.
I was living back east.
Oh, you're faking it and I want
to
throw up on you.
It's a lot easier to deal with the with the
sure
hot
do.
Than
never
it is
have
with the
to
cold.
Shovel the sunshine to you,
yeah.
buddy. That's
yeah.
the truth. What round work do you take
you know
there?
What
I'm
did?
Boring. If you're in the weather thing, try to find a bailout. And if you ever go to it yourself, just know that you're an uninteresting loser.
But you can give you them like curt, short little answers that sort of like that they will send the message of, right. I'm done with this conversation. But you have the people
yeah.
that keep pushing. Like we've said, you got to find that balance between.
Like next
let's
time,
waste a little time together,
sure.
talking, fill the
oh,
airspace,
no.
and
yeah.
then
waste
be done
some time
once
and
we
fill
know
in
it
spaces.
Is.
Once. Like you're going to go down the run of okay, got a little awkward. Hey, it's a nice day, or how about this rain? You're going to have those moments, but if that's all you've got, and that if, and anybody answers it, and all you've got is weather going, it's you got to find a parachute and pull it.
Bail.
You got to bail because it's not. It's very rarely coming out of that. Be interesting. Have something to ask somebody. Have a question for people.
It's a mess. All access.
I've had the shoulder issues that I just can't shake, and I mean, I don't want to try not to get an operation and everything else. It's just killing me. So Larry, a while ago, said,
you should try marijuana.
What? And it does that echo thing. It's all those commercials when I was a kid in the 80s registered.
Just try. It works.
Huh? What should I do, Larry?
Smoke with me.
It makes the pain go away?
It'll make you feel good. Good.
Okay. So last night I broke down. Brady, your conversation with me yesterday about me drinking too much, I think you're right. I'm going to start smoking weed now. I'm gonna start doing it. I'm going to medicinally begin my marijuana journey.
Cool. Did you do it with Larry?
Like no, I haven't done it. No, Larry tried to kill me once with pot, but that
that's
was because
I was
I was a beginner and he tried
back.
To... I wouldn't do that. I know how to do... The basics. I jumped way in. Yeah. This was like, you know, the 10-meter board when I need to just jump in off the side.
You're going to start with like a one-hitter or
something?
You
can do the one-hit wonders, you know, do one of those things. Maybe some... I've tried the edibles. I had a guy, a friend of mine who had cancer, thank God, because his brownies were so much better. And he gave me a red velvet one, said, only eat half of this. Nothing happened. I just went to sleep. So, yeah. So I've talked to a couple of former veterans of the Afghanistan-Iraq wars who have been on post-traumatic stress stuff. And they've been pilled up by the VA, and they've gotten all these, and nothing's worked. And they started smoking weed, and they're all better. So I think I'm going to do it.
Well,
Brady, and
Turley,
that's thanks
Kyle
to you.
Turley
that's thanks to you. You know, Kyle Turley's always on about it.
There's stuff that is, it doesn't get you, you know, wacko high out of
yeah.
your mind.
I don't want to get high yeah. and out of control. I want my shoulder to feel good again.
John, you were saying on the air that you're going to consider moving towards medical marijuana.
Medical?
to fix your shoulder pain.
Yeah, fucking fed up with my shoulder. No doctor will fix it. So it's basically kind of I blew my arm up, baseball and all the stuff I've done over there. It's kind of caught up with me and something's twisted. So I've got shoulder issues.
No surgery.
Well, they want to avoid it.
Okay.
So it's got scar tissue and all sorts. I'm going to go get another MRI and see. But they want to put me on heroin. You know, the pain pills that they're willing to give me. We'll put you on pain pills if it's that bad so you can sleep. And I'm like, that's heroin.
It's an epidemic.
How is that worse than me just smoking some weed to make the pain go away? And I'm not a pot smoker. I'm not even like a guy who likes pot.
Yeah, you've had some bad experiences
with
pot.
No, I've not had good experiences with weed. Two good experiences of probably seven attempts.
So two out of seven is not
a good. No, I'm not going to the Hall of Fame with those numbers.
No.
And one of them was a hospital run, so it's bad news. Yeah, full freak out.
But there are ways. Like you don't have to smoke it anymore now.
I thought to make pain go away, it still had to be smoked.
I'm not sure on
maybe
everything.
The edibles, because I know the edibles will cause like stomach issues will disappear with the edibles. But I don't know, like shoulder and joint pain. I think you have to inhale it.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
I'm not sure the rules. I thought that the science had caught up to the fact where they could take basically all the pain relief parts and get rid of like the paranoia and head high kind of parts.
Yeah, and I don't want that. I want the stuff that makes you kind of relax.
Exactly.
Well, every vet I've talked to, every one of them has said they had PTSD and they're getting all these pills and all this stuff. And nothing was working. They started smoking a little medicinal marijuana. And it was basically a cure for what ached them, and they could relax again with PTSD.
So have you ever had a doctor, obviously they told you to go to the opioids. Did you ask them about marijuana? Were you like, what about weed?
I just got mad.
Oh, okay.
They gave me the prescription. I went and filled it, and I got it, and I have them in my house, and I'm probably going to end up selling them to Larry. I won't take them. First off, I get opioid constipation, which is now another thing they give you pills for.
Gross.
It's horrible. I shit out a bull elk once.
Okay.
When my back surgery, it was 12 hours. I stood in the shower while this fucking giant moose tried to come out of my ass, and he was afraid of the light.
Ugh.
Every time his little eyes caught the light, he'd go, suck back in. I was eating Taco Bell and drinking coffee. And 12 hours. I was fingers, anything I could do to kind of.
That's awful.
And this giant mushball-sized poop went in. And it was so big that it wouldn't go down the hole.
Ugh.
Yeah. So I don't like opioids.
Jesus.
Yeah.
God. So would you get a medical marijuana card, or would you just try and buy it illegally?
Buy it off of Larry.
Nice.
I don't want to be one of those weirdos with a card.
I'm going to bleep Larry's name when we do
Larry
this,
McFeely.
Too.
Yeah, he's a big pothead. Program director of the KUPD there.
Right. But did you vote to legalize marijuana in the last election?
As a libertarian, I say, there you go. You want to go down this road, Trey.
Right.
Legalize all drugs.
Sure. Yeah.
Every single goddamn one of them.
Just wanted to make
sure. Heroin is not something people who are normal say, boy, if it wasn't against the law, I'd be all over that. People who do heroin are going to find a way to do it with laws or not.
Yeah.
Period. The only thing it protects is like children. Same with alcohol. You can't have it under the age of 18. That's rules.
Alcohol's 21.
Well, 21. 18, 21. I don't care. I don't have any children. I don't give a fuck when they start drinking. And they start drinking when they're 18 anyway.
Sure, yeah.
But again, heroin is not the thing. So I've never sat back and said, man, the fucking laws. I want to be on heroin. Let's see how good it does for
meth
people.
Meth sounds real good right now.
Fucking meth and heroin. That's for people who are going to do it anyway.
Sure. Would you use weed to treat any other illness you have, maybe? Like any other pain?
Mean?
I don't know. Like,
you're fine.
The one, yeah. Okay, all I was
right,
just saying.
Back
like,
off.
Maybe you're having
tense.
Some. Maybe you're having some ball pain from your vasectomy.
No, my balls.
And you need to smoke a little weed.
Top notch condition right now with the balls. Everything feels great. Looks good. Want to see them?
No, that's fine. You can keep those yourself.
I didn't say you could have them.
Well, like, yeah, just keep that to yourself, though.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm just kind of shocked that you would actually smoke the weed, though.
Yeah. Look, I'm shocked too. And plus, I don't think I'll actually do it. It's an idea because currently my shoulders are. I'm living in a nightmare.
Right.
I feel like I've got polio in both fucking arms. I want to fix this shit. I went to the doctor and I said, surgery. And he goes, oh, that's a last resort. I'm like, no, who's the barber here? I'm paying for this. Surgerize this shit.
I'm telling you, man, if you went and got your marijuana card, they could find like the right type of stuff so that you don't have to smoke it. And I'm pretty sure you can get the effects of like the pain relief without like the head high and like the paranoia.
I mean, that's
what you want to avoid. So I'm pretty sure you could get it.
Really what I want to avoid is other potheads.
Because
when you tell them I got a medical marijuana card, all of a sudden they break out the hacky sack. They start talking about all the weird shit in their world. I'm like, I don't want any of that. I don't want to be part of that world.
You're listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
All right, it's time for a new segment that we're going to be doing here, HMS Origins. Basically, I'm going to be interviewing the guys over the course of a couple weeks, sort of getting the backstory on how HMS and Holmberg's Morning Sickness was really built up. So our first interview is John Holmberg. All right, so
question one, interview me, Charlie.
We're going way back now, kind of.
Yeah.
When you were like younger, did you always envision yourself going into like media and entertainment?
No.
Not at all?
No idea. Uh-uh. I always thought, yeah, well, maybe, I don't know. I always kind of wanted to do something meaningless like this. Yeah, I didn't want to have an important job or have responsibility or...
Sure. When did you like sort of discover you were good at the impressions and the voices? And
that was just, when I was a little kid, I used to do it all the time.
Getting laughs and stuff.
Getting laughs was always fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I always, you know what was funny? I always liked when other people got my laughs. I always liked cracking wise. So I always had this kind of like little smart ass thing, even when I was a little kid, but I was real quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So everything I said was to get a giggle.
Did you ever think it'd get you anywhere? Like the impressions and the humor?
I always knew people really liked it. I did impressions of all the teachers and all these other things. So it was always something I was known for, even in like school and stuff. But never, I don't think anybody ever thought I'd amount to shit.
Yeah.
I don't think people do nice. Now. I really don't. I don't think anybody ever thought, everybody thought I'd be a deadbeat.
Yeah.
Because all I did was fuck off.
So graduating high school, what was the plan for you? Like, you had no plan?
None.
Just working at Tony Roma's?
My dad had instilled in me that college was an absolute necessity.
Mm-hmm.
You must go to college. It is imperative. You'll be a loser without it. And I didn't really know why I was going to go to college, but I did it because I'd like, my dad's right. I got to go. So I went in there kind of blind. That's why I had like six different majors.
Yeah.
English, communications, philosophy, back to English. I forget what that, and then I was, yeah, it was communications again at the end. I back and forth and back and forth. And I was like, I don't know what I want to do. And I know this isn't guiding me anywhere. I'm just going because my dad says I have to.
So then you dropped out of college.
Yep.
What went into that just decision?
Dropped out. No, just stopped signing up for things.
Okay.
Is that dropping out?
I guess so, right?
I really wasn't enrolled to drop out.
Right.
I was like, I'm not going to go to this anymore. This seems stupid. So I really wasn't like ASU going, well, you've blown it now.
Right.
So radio only happened because of my manager at Tony Roma's bar. It just started to fly by. I was like, I worked at this stupid restaurant bar from the age of 15 until I was about 22, 23. And when I was 22 or 3, I was a manager. And 3 years in as a manager, and it started to kind of cement itself. So this guy who was like 35 years old was also a manager, and I saw him outside the restaurant. And I said, hey, man, nice life. It's 3 a.m. And he goes, you're staring your future in the face.
Mm.
And it hit me like he punched me in the face. I'm like, I got to do something. And the guy in the car with me had just gotten done saying, dude, when I'm not looking, you say the silliest shit I've ever heard in my life, and it's like listening to the radio. And I'm like, I'm going to a radio school.
HMS All Access Podcast 1.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in. Like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. Rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut. And Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Green & Sons Farm and Lawn Equipment. On the web at greenandsons.com.
You're listening to HMS All Access on Podcast 1.
It's time for another edition of This Week in HMS History when we turn back the clocks and find an archived clip from Holmberg and the guys. This week's clip comes from 2007 when Holmberg went on a rant about his hate for black licorice.
I just got emails from like 7 or 8 people asking, again, which is very strange, does anyone like black licorice? Do you?
No.
I think it's horrible. You?
No.
It's hideous. Why is it still a candy?
It's not real.
It's not popular.
No.
My mom eats it, but
the only one that I can think of that even makes it. I mean, you can buy the black.
Oh,
licorice,
you can get it.
You
it's out
it's
there.
Hard to find in the stores.
Like Walgreens has it, but it's gross.
And I really don't even like Jaeger.
I don't either. But we guzzle the black licorice like Ouzo. I was at a party a couple weeks ago. They're guzzling Ouzo. Oh,
throwing
Sambuca.
Plates on the floor.
Oh, they're breaking
Opa!
Stuff. Sambuca's black licorice, all of Jaeger's black licorice, all this black licorice alcohol, but nobody likes black licorice. I hate black licorice. Like, I can't even touch it. It creeps me out. It's black food.
It's almost like a game to see what the most disgusting drink you could throw down your throat is when you want to.
It's like a drinking Jackass.
Yeah.
I'd rather eat bugs than black licorice. That's the honest truth. If you gave me a plate of black licorice and a plate of grasshoppers, I'd sit and stare at each one going, I don't know. The bugs are at least colorful.
Protein.
There's something in it. That black licorice is nasty, but I'll take the Jägermeister shots. Because people are trying to figure out why. One guy's like, why do we do this to ourselves? There's
diced
nothing
up,
good about that.
Diced up little cup of black licorice or a cup of Tix.
Ticks.
You would not.
You kidding me? Ticks. Black licorice is the most foul flavor on earth.
Ticks.
Ticks.
No way.
Ticks. I'd put them in my hair.
I want to see it.
My pubes. I'd put them everywhere, and then I'd drink the glass of Ticks.
Payday stunt, John.
Okay, what do you got for me?
Bring it in.
Bring it. Black licorice is the most foul flavor of anything ever.
If you'll do Jägermeister, then what's the difference, really?
Don't know. If there was a drink flavored with Ticks, I'd probably drink that, too. I don't know.
Will you yak if you try to eat black licorice?
I have. It gags me. Any sort of black rod I put in my mouth like that will gag me. Whoops. It's true, though. This stuff's horrible.
Listening to HMS All Access on Podcast 1.
Did you go to the first aid or the CPR classes?
No.
No?
No, I'll never be involved in that.
Why not?
I don't care to save anyone's life.
Really?
No. I don't. If I know it, then I'm responsible for using it. What I don't know, I can claim ignorance when somebody drops in front of me and go, I don't know CPR. Then I don't have to kiss any herpy faces and end up with a lifelong disease so I can save some deadbeat. If somebody's choking to death, evidently you're not supposed to push air.
No, that's the Heimlich.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, come on, man.
I've used the Heimlich and saved Megan's life once.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm doing, but I've watched enough television drama to get it. And popped out that little chunk of burger that she was choking on, saved her life, and it was gorgeous.
Like, right? I remember, I know how to do the Heimlich and everything, I think.
Isn't that CPR?
But no, they changed CPR, though, because they like, removed either, like, the mouth part or the hands part, and it was, like, hands only.
Yeah.
No, but now you do. They changed it
back
again. Because I got, like, all certified. They changed it, so I was uncertified, and
now
I'm
still uncertified. When do you dig around in their throat for stuff?
That's when they're already dead, I think.
Okay, and like, then I'm not. Well, I'm so totally not involved in that. Well, it's too late. What am I going to?
Or like when you stick a wallet in their mouth so
that
they don't
seizure.
Like bite the tongue. Okay,
that's a seizure, which I know to do there too. But there's too much. Like, what if you like? Because it used to be if you hit the wrong spot, you'll break their sternum.
Yeah, that hurts.
And I would imagine. And then you're just. And then the guy's like, "Get the fuck off me!" But he can't say anything because he's half dead. I want to be there for people. I just don't want to fuck that up and live with that forever. It's very selfish of me to think.
Right.
Two things. First off, guy had a heart attack. I tried to give him CPR. I broke his ribs and he died.
Sure.
I couldn't live with myself. And then the other thing is if some guy's on the side of the road and you know CPR and some cracky falls down in front of you and he's like, oh my God, does anyone know CPR? He needs mouth to mouth. I'll be like, fuck, I know it, but I don't want to help him with his bubble mouth and the shit that's going on in there. And I don't carry a damn around with me.
Oh, yeah, they have
so
those, like, mouthpiece
things. I'm not going to do that. And if I did have one, then maybe I'd do it. But for the most part, A, I don't want to crack herpes, and B, I don't want to break your ribs. I think if I just stay ignorant, someone in the room is going to know it.
Sure.
That's what my hope is. I hope I'm never in a situation where it's just me, a stranger, and another guy who doesn't know CPR, and I know it, and somebody drops. You're like, John, you're the only one. Fuck. I want to be in, like, a restaurant where they're like, does anyone know CPR? Like, if I don't see anybody's hand, like, fuck, okay. Last resort, but some hero will go, I know it!
Yeah.
And like, good, that guy will do it.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of it. I don't want to fuck everything else up. It's not because I don't want to, like, save people's lives. I don't want to hurt them further. Like, the guy, who did CPR on you? He just destroyed your ribs. You'll never walk again. But at least you're alive. I'm like, oh, fuck, I broke his back? How did I do that?
That's some rough chest compressions right there.
I was excited.
Do you know the first step of CPR? This is the one
run?
Thing I'll never forget. Run. No, it's
run
not run.
It. Oh. No.
It is, you have to make sure the scene is safe.
Yeah.
And you have to announce the scene is safe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you got to make sure that, like, another car is not coming by and going to crush you, too, or something
road?
Like that.
I'm not in this.
They're just making sure that the scene, you have to make sure the scene is safe.
Well, what are you going to do with them? You're not supposed to move anybody.
I have no idea.
So you need traffic cops.
Yeah, no, you need something. You just need to make
Why
sure that, like, the scene is safe.
Why is this guy laying in the road? This
a car accident, he got yanked from his car.
Jeez.
Thrown from the car or something. I don't know. But that was like the trick question to try and stump you was you have to make sure the scene is safe.
I would help someone if they were in dire need, but I'm pretty sure I would defer to anybody who's willing to do it. A lady on an airplane dropped that on me. I was in the window seat. She was in the middle, and her husband was on the aisle, and she was in her 80s, and she had so much makeup on, and she started to sweat. She was so hot. She kept reaching up trying to turn that air on, blowing on her. She goes, can I use yours? And I turned it to her. All of a sudden, she's like, starts to kind of bubble, and her head lands on my shoulder. I'm like, great. This old lady's going to sleep on me. And then I looked at her, and her makeup was chunking like plate tectonics was sliding down her face. And she's sweating so hard, her makeup's coming off in chunks. And her husband just goes, and he starts hitting her in the face, please.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I shrugged my shoulder, like, get her head off me. Get her fucking head off me. I don't want her to die on me. Let's move her. So I got her head up, and then is there a doctor on the flight? I'm the closest one. but I'm not a doctor, but I got to get out of this aisle. And I'm in the window. We can't move her.
Yeah.
Finally, someone says, I'm a dentist. Thank fucking God. Where's he sitting? I'll switch seats with him. And they did it.
But she died on you.
She passed away was the word later, yeah.
Oof.
And that's a common occurrence on planes I didn't know about.
Yeah.
People die a lot.
Really?
Old fuckers die on the plane a lot.
HMS All Access Podcast 1.
We warned of this years ago. We're like, there's too many kids backstage. It's becoming a kid-friendly environment, rock and roll. We don't like that.
The epidemic.
The cocaine is gone. The whores are gone. There's children and glow sticks. What's happening to my awesome rock? And now they've infiltrated the music and on stage. I don't want to see that.
Brewfest wasn't too bad, although Offspring had some kids around.
Yep. Offspring had their children up on the stage. And I mean, that's the danger of having guys in their 50s and 40s being the headliners. They're going to drag their children on. And the groupies, you know, it's an uncomfortable thing to smash your boobs in front of somebody or have oral sex on a picnic table in the middle of a group of people when you know that there's a bunch of fifth graders hanging around.
I don't know. I'm okay if the ghost kids start playing.
How would you feel with Kirby backstage when you and Toledo brought your children and Kirby and Alex are playing glow sticks in the back and all of a sudden Eric's getting a BJ from some whore standing there while, you know, disturbed. It's like, get him. You'd be unhappy with Eric probably, but you're the one who was wrong. Right?
I can't picture that scenario.
Well, I can't picture anybody wanting to blow
something
all right.
Realistic.
All right, me then. I'm getting a blow job. Right, I get it now. I see where you're going. Yeah, you're right. That was way far-fetched. Yeah, there I am.
It would be a tough one to explain, you know.
Yeah. Me and Dave Draymond have...
You know that stuff goes on, so for the most part, you don't bring them
but
back.
But we're Eiffel Towering a girl.
But it doesn't go on.
I know, and you know why? Because people like you thought it was a safe place for children, so all the rock stars hide now. You know, I watched those old documentaries of the 70s. They'd just point at the front row, and chicks would be all over backstage. Now it's just a bunch of weirdos and their children.
Yeah, it's
totally wrong.
It's definitely... When I first started working here, back in '99, it was much better. It's like a gradual decline to crap.
Let's make rock and roll great again.
Yes. Oh,
you're
backstage
talking about this
stuff.
Backstage stuff. It's not what it once was.
You're of the age where you don't even know.
Yeah.
You don't know what it was like.
It's
backstage.
Always sucked for you.
It's always fucking been a mess. You have no desire to go backstage, right?
I was backstage for U-Fest a couple years ago when...
With Kirby and the kids.
Well, yeah, Kirby was there. Yeah. Porkopolis was there. It was Ice-T's group.
Body Count. Yeah, was the year it all went to shit. Yep. That was the year we're like, now we're doing it.
I've tried to make the backstage great, and people won't work with me.
Eric tried to get Brady's kid to blow a guy.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. It was an accident. He was very drunk.
Oh, my God.
The kid was in the vicinity, and I'm trying to get a security guard blown, and it's just not working well.
Yeah. Are there any women around here that will suck this kid's dick? And I'm like, well, there's one right here. It's about six. Would you like to ask her, Uncle Eric?
What? Well, whose fault is that for
it's
having
Brady's
the kid
fault
in
for
there.
Bringing the Thank kid, you. Which is what I've said from the beginning. Notice. I don't want to see any fucking kids there.
I'll tell you the problem. We went backstage at Brewfest, and we had a bus back there. And I'm like, it's a badass-looking bus.
Great.
And I'm walking up to it, and there is zero fear in me about going on that bus that there's going to be some crazy stuff happening. Yeah, there is like, I have no, and I'm walking back there with my wife and I'm thinking, we're about to go in this bus and it's going to be so lame in there.
there's
nothing happening.
Same fucking bus.
It's a badass bus.
I went up to it because I couldn't find bottled water and I knew it was in there.
Oh.
It was the bottled water bus. Marcus, does it work in the shows you go to? I Killed Your Mother.
Yeah,
bands?
What happens backstage at those things?
Well, it's got to be the younger crowds and the younger bands, and it also depends on the band. Like if it's a black metal band, like Watain, they basically have a severed pig's head coming out,
and
it's still dripping blood. Oh yeah, the entire room
does
smells like
fuck
death,
it and then stuff cocaine in its snout.
Not on its snout.
I want to go see that thing.
Now I want to go to it.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
All right.
So much better than going, please, Kirby, drink your juice box.
Yeah, you got to go to like death metal and black metal and the older bands, and they'll fuck you up.
Okay. All right.
Well, then how do we get rid of the kids backstage?
Well, that's easy.
Yeah. Not allowed. They're not allowed
zero
backstage.
Age limits. Yeah.
Yep. They drown in an inch of water. You didn't know that?
Oh, Jesus Christ. We could do that too.
There's something. I think we found a real solution.
Or at one of Marcus's shows, an inch of blood.
Yeah. Pig's blood. Yeah,
you get a little sign made with a child on it with an X through it.
No kids allowed.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hang it up.
Yeah, 21 or I guess 18. We'll go 18 and over only. And if you bring your fucking kids back, and Brady should constantly be reprimanded for that. Toledo, too. Toledo brought everybody, family members.
They thought it was like a big family party that day. Did they talk beforehand to know to both bring their kids?
Are you bringing your child to the cocaine party? Yes, of course.
Well, then another problem is everybody's so douchey now back there, like all security and the people in charge of the stage. And so if you get out of line, they're going to throw their weight around and stuff. It's ridiculous. I don't think – did they care about that stuff back in the day?
Sex, drugs,
they were part
and
of the party.
Roll. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That was what it was. And then somewhere along the lines, it was like no more lawsuits.
Well, I think people started like dying of overdoses and stuff. Those people always ruin it for everyone.
We just need some rock guys that can manage their addictions.
Handle addictions better.
We need a lawyer with lots of money who does cocaine.
Yeah.
Who can get us out of the pickle and party with us. Instead of me going on the KUPD fucking party bus to get a water.
Yeah.
Or
gotta stay
wine.
Hydrated.
I could get a wine as well if I wanted some.
Ooh. Crazy.
Yeah, that's...
It was organic.
Be
it
careful,
was.
John.
It was an organic wine.
You're lying.
No, it was an organic wine.
You're serious?
Wine. Red wine. And then the other bus, the promoter, John Reese, says, do you want to come on and see my bus? I'm like, absolutely. Let's take a look. Go up there. And I said, I looked in the fridge and there was a lot of soda and also red wine. It was cupcake red wine. It was tasty.
He gave that to you and you drank it?
I didn't want to be rude.
With a nice glass of red wine. That's it for this episode of HMS All Access. Remember, if you want your questions answered by Eric on the next podcast, you can email me at charlie@98kupd.com. We're also now on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn, so head over there, subscribe, rate, and review. Let us know what you think. If you want anything else, Holmberg's Morning Sickness, or anything 98kupd, you can check out everything at 98kupd.com. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to HMS All Access on Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.